Pre-maximum spectroscopic diversity of hydrogen-poor superluminous supernovae, by Rekha Konev-Toth. We search for the reasons behind the spectroscopic diversity of hydrogen-poor superluminous supernovae, SLSNEI, in the pre-maximum phase. Our analysis is a continuation of the paper of KTR21, who disclosed two new subtypes of SLSNEI characterized by the presence, absence of a W-shaped absorption feature in their pre-maximum spectra between 4000 and 5000, called type W and type 15 billion, respectively. However, the physical cause of this bimodality is still uncertain. Here we present pre-maximum spectral synthesis of 27 SLSNEI with special attention to the photospheric temperature, TPHOT, and velocity, VPHOT, evolution. We find that a TPHOT limit of 12,000 K separates the type W and type 15 billion SLSNEI. Type W objects tend to show TPHOT is greater than or equal to 12,000 K, while type 15 billion ones have TPHOT is less than or equal to 12,000 K. This is consistent with the chemical composition of the studied objects. Another difference between these groups may be found in their ejector geometry. Type W SLSNEI may show null polarization, implying spherical symmetry, while the polarization of type 15 billion objects may increase in time. This suggests a two-component model with a spherical outer carbon-oxygen layer and an asymmetric inner layer containing heavier ions. The two subgroups may have different light curve evolution as well, since six type W objects show early bumps, unlike type 15 billion SLSNEI. This feature, however, needs further study, as it is based on only a few objects at present. This was pre-maximum spectroscopic diversity of hydrogen-poor superluminous supernovae, by Rekha Konev-Toth.